Today's message, it's 102.7, Mike of the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for a look at the Water Cooler Conversations. Jill, I haven't quite gotten to this point yet, but I did have one in my neighborhood, and you may have too, the get off my lawn.
I know, I'm really close, so I feel like
it's
getting there.
Yeah. Just a couple of...
And they're like a two-year-old. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, get out of here.
I wouldn't do that to a two-year-old, but maybe out their parents.
Right.
Why is your kid on my lawn?
I don't know. It gets close to the point of like, letting their dog poop in your yard or something. And they're just like, whoa.
It's getting there.
Well, in Sandston, Virginia, Brian Tucker, he didn't have enough to be angry about. And so he decided to unleash a little wrath on some kids who apparently come onto his property while waiting in a nearby school bus stop.
Okay, well, that's a little different. Unless they're like stomping through your yard.
Yeah.
Like easy.
If they're going through there and they're like taking your apples off the tree and like chucking them at your house and stuff like that.
Are they destroying it or are they just standing next to the bus
they're
stop?
They're waiting for a bus.
Oh, man. People are really losing it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the definitive cranky old man.
Yeah.
And of course, he figured the first and best way to handle that problem is to erect a big electric fence.
Naturally.
Right.
Who wouldn't do that first?
It's exactly what Mr. Tucker has done. And he told reporters, because, we got to go check out this guy.
And he says, see who this whack job is.
He goes, they don't respect other people's land. I pick up trash every day. Yeah, well,
it's like they're camping out there.
Yeah, and I understand if they're doing that. Let's talk to the parents. Let's talk to somebody.
Well, yeah, have you talked to the kids?
Right.
Just said, I don't know if you guys are aware.
Pick up your stuff. And so, needless to say, parents aren't too pleased. And here's one smart neighbor, James Mayford. He's another neighborhood resident. He says, I touched it. I got a slight shock. It wasn't that great.
Why did you touch it?
Exactly.
The other neighborhood dad was like, I dare you.
Right. I mean, what was like,
I'll pay you a beer.
Hey, stick your tongue on it.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's an electric fence. Try it. Yeah. It's like
they wouldn't 100% were egging each other on.
Right. Because if you and I were there and we're talking about it, I wouldn't touch it. I would put your hand on it. I would, you know.
Yeah, here, let me see. And then grab my hand and stick it on there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And say, come on here,
that's
get closer.
Point.
Get closer. I mean, and so outraged parents, they called officials with the Henrico County Police Department.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. If it's his land, why do you give a crap if there's a fence on it?
But here's the thing is that he was told to remove the fence because it was technically placed on county property.
Oh.
See, so he kind of.
That's illegal.
Right. He kind of pushed it out too far.
Got it.
So he can reinstate the fence as long as it stays on his property line.
I want to see how big it is. Does it look like he's at a prison camp?
Right.
Like, what's happening?
But I don't know. You know, I'm not a genius. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. However, I'm just going to throw this out there. Can we just move the bus stop?
Yeah.
I mean, apparently this guy doesn't have kids.
That's obviously illegal to move the bus
stop. So can we just like say, you know what? Maybe we should just go down another house.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe move it a few feet this way.
Right. It makes no sense to me.
Keep the children away from the grumpy old man.
Right. I mean, is there a chance that that person's going to put up an electric fence? Then we got an issue. But otherwise,
I love it.
I don't know why, you know, this has to turn into a thing of like a parent coming up and touching a fence. And it's a,
that.
But you got the cops in and now you're going to move it.
I sort of feel like I could see myself turning into a grumpy old man. So put up your fence, bro.
I don't doubt that you're going to turn into a grumpy old man. I mean, you're right. You're well on your way. But
I'm getting closer by the day.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that, never mind. You're right, because that's pretty creative. I mean, an electric fence is pretty creative.
It really is.
You know,
keep them away.
I got to rethink this whole thing, because here I am thinking they should move the bus stop and everything.
No, move
and
the kids.
Really,
get them out of there.
What I'm thinking is install a camera and start a YouTube channel.
Absolutely.
And just make money off of it. Because surely, because kids are going to want to touch things. I mean, that's how they are. So, you know, old six-year-old Johnny is not going to be able to keep his hands off of it.
No, he's not.
There you go. All right. All right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's message is 102.7.